So the Gemara was discussing Kaisvin Gadla Ish, Afu Pichay Neshteimai, Kaisvin Shoivali Isha, Afu Pichay Neshimai, Ubavachi Makiran. Makiran, we saw, means you have to know the name of the Ish, the name of the Isha. Maybe that even shouldn't be enough. What about Shnei Yosef and Shimon Adar and Birachas? And what about a person who's maybe going to go to another city? He's going to make up a name and he's going to have get written for him. He's going to go back to his city, Agansa Maisa, right? And the Gemara, in the middle of its discussion, said that if somebody goes to another city and wants to have a document written on his behalf with this fake name, there's a principle of kol shehuchzik shmoi be'ir shloishim yoim ein chay shalai. Meaning, if you would wait 30 days and let him drezach with that name for 30 days, at that point, you don't have to be chayish, then maybe it's not really his name. You're going to assume for sure that it is his name. Because kol shehuchzik shmoi be'ir shloishim yoim, once a person is huchzak, that this is his name, in a city for 30 days, we're not chayish, then maybe it's really not his name. If somebody carries a name for 30 days, we assume that this name is really his. There's a halacha in Hilchas Nesias Kapai, the laws of duchening. This is in Aruch Chaim Siman Kuf Chav Ches Sif Lamed. So the Shulchan Aruch over there says that if somebody has a mum, a very, very noticeable mum, he shouldn't duchen. And the reason is because we're concerned that maybe some of the people in the kahal are going to look at the mum during the Nesias Kapayim. Everybody knows he's not allowed to look at the kaihanim while they're duchening. Stating that, the Mechaber says, "V'chol shesha be'ir shloishim yoyim." Once a person lives in a city for 30 days, at that point you don't have to worry about it. And the reason is because if everyone knows this person and you've seen him so many times, so then shoshay nishtin tasant. And you don't have to be concerned that maybe during the duchening, someone in the tzibur is going to look at the kai. So to the extent that he's been living in the city already for 30 days, at that point, this is not something you have to be chayish for. The Vilna Goyin in Bir HaGra says as follows, it's Sif Kotin Samach Aleph. The Hahergul Tolu B'Shloishim Yoyim. Once something happens over a 30-day period, it creates a hergul. It creates a regilos. K'may shekosa b'Yerushalmi, Mesechtes Tainis, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, Le'inyin Mashiv HaRuach, V'Kayotze. That if someone has a suffix, if he said Mashiv Ruach HaMarid HaGeshem, or a little bit more appropriate, if someone has a suffix, if he said the Saint Talu Mata Livracha, so if 30 days passed already, at that point you could assume he did. Why? What happens over 30 days? Because over 30 days you establish a regilus. The Hahergul Toli B'Shloishim Yoyim, says the guy, Vayte V'chein B'Gemara Perek Basra D'Bava Basra, Dav Kuf Samach Zayin Amidbeis L'Inyin Huchzak, that a person's name is established as his name if he's been using that name. Meaning, if we're not sure if this is his name or that's not his name, if 30 days you see him with this name, it's for sure his name. It creates a chazaka that this must be him, and it impacts al chashtaris, like we saw in the daf. The harbe kayoitze, the Goyin says, and there's many dugmoyas to this, but the gra in Hilchas Nesias Kapayim shtelsu our sugya, because what you see in our sugya is that regilos chazakos, in our sugya it's chazakos, are established when something happens for 30 days. There's another beautiful Marim Makim that brings out this point. It's even earlier than the Vilna Gaon. It's in the Sefer Torah Sa'ayla from the Ramah. So the Ramah wrote a Sefer Torah Sa'ayla, which is really Pnimiya Satayra, a lot of Kabbalah. It's in Yonei Kachim, hence the name Torah Sa'ayla. But he goes through explaining different ideas related to Karbanis. When we learned to say Seder Kachim, Zaman is a Chabura, this was a Sefer that we quoted pretty often. But in Torah Sa'ayla, and this is in Chelek Shlishi, it's Perek Echad V'Shivim. It's Perek 71. So the Ramah is talking about the Karbonis that the Nazar used to bring. And Toich Devarev, he digresses a little bit and he talks about the Nazar. So he says that, what's the Indian of a Nazar? Nazirus is some sort of like a rehab program, right? A person is steeped very often. It was in Yayin or different inyone taifa, and he had to somehow get out of it. So the Nazar would be Mekabel Naziris, Stam Naziris is Shloishim Yoyim, and during those 30 days, he would refrain from Shtiyas Yayin, he would let his hair grow, etc., etc., and the idea was to set him up so that moving forward, when he's not a Nazar anymore, at that point, this is not something you'd have to worry about. So says the Ramah, that being that that's the yisoid of what Naziris is, so therefore, Stam Naziris is 30 days. just to read a few excerpts. Because hergel, regilos, usually is established over a 30-day period. You find that if a person wants to be considered one of the Yoishve Yoir, are you there for 30 days?
Over there, the Gemara was discussing having to be responsible for the taxes and some of the different mominous responsibilities of the city.
For Omar, you find a nefel. Kol shechai shloishim yoyim, einoi nefel. What's the vart?
L'yois ki nirish en esyashva nafshoi b'chumra v'yochol amoy.
You know, it's the first 30 days. We're not sure if the nefesh, right, this is what we spoke about, Erev Shabbos, if the nefesh of the person is going to be able to be in the, if the chaymer and the tzura are going to be able to coexist, right? When a person is born, there's a neshama, there's a chelek ruchni, and there's a chelek gufni. And the first 30 days, we're not sure if there's going to be a good shidduch over here. But once 30 days pass, so then you see, shenes yashva nafshoi b'chumra v'yochol amoy. V'chein omer b'yushalmi, tainis perak aleph, aloch aleph, l'in chazor as tfilo, kol shloishim yoyim, masher rogol, hu oimer. But the point is, says the Ramah, again, regilus happens over 30 days. So you want to know how long it takes to change a bad habit? If you want to create some sort of hergel, it's a 30-day period. And this is something that you find in many in Yonim. The Goyin is Mitzayin, our Gemara. The Ramah is not Mitzayin, our Gemara. But the point is, this is the general idea, that if something is established for 30 days, that's when you could assume that something's changed. You go 30 days without doing something, or 30 days with doing something, that's significant, right? That's a shift. The Svarim HaKadoshim say, Chodesh El is 30 days. The Zman of Tshuva is a 30-day period, right? Yerach Yomim. Ubachsa Avia V'ima Yerach Yomim. The Svarim say is referring to Chodesh El. Because a month or 30 days, that's a significant amount of time. And that, from a Hashkofa, Torah Digger perspective, is how things shift. Things don't shift in a minute. But Lamed Yoyim, oh, that's already Chashev. And that's Stam Nazirus Lamed Yoyim. That's why in the sugyas of Mashbruch Mayed Gashem saying Talamat Olavracha. And that's this Inyan. Huchsak, Chazakas are established over 30 days. And if a person is in a city and a Dreitzach Meden Nomin Shoin Shloishim Yoyim, says the Goyin, it's related to this Inyan. Then already we could assume that this is really who this person is.